And welcome to the Jason E. Jones and Chris Allen and Here We Are podcast.
It is time for the Jason E. Jones podcast, and today, and here we are with Chris Allen.
And here we are. I'm right here. How is everybody doing today?
They're not really here right now.
No, they're here. They're here. And if they're listening to this in the future, they're the future people.
You know this is like Spaceballs right now, don't you?
Right. I love Spaceballs.
What about the future?
What about the future?
It's happening right now.
Hello, future people. Actually, no matter how we do this, since we record this and we're not live, anybody who ever listens to this show is actually a future person.
You're in the future.
Right? Whoa.
So what about in the future? Well, that's... Okay, I'm losing it. I thought I had it, but...
Yeah, you didn't have it. No.
No, I didn't have it.
I just wanted to say hello, future people, and you went really far with it.
I went deep.
There's a joke there that give us the explicit tag that I'm not going to make.
Let's talk about the dangers of bots and computers controlling people's speech. Because, again, if you're on a private platform like a Facebook, a TikTok, a Twitter, and ain't it funny also that TikTok 2 years ago, 3 years ago, nobody even knew what TikTok was. It was a song by Kesha. So it's just funny to me that how this just came out of nowhere. And now everybody's TikToking.
I mean, I got a TikTok. You got a TikTok. The podcast has a TikTok. Like, TikTok's a lot of fun. It was a great idea. And we're going to get into the whole censorship part of it, but like TikTok blew up big time, just like Instagram did, just like Facebook did, just like Twitter did.
Yep.
And all of them came out of nowhere. And it's just a matter of time before Facebook buys TikTok. But YouTube, another one, came out of nowhere. Love YouTube. The censorship on TikTok is possibly the worst because it's bots. And as soon as one person complains, the video gets taken down, and if you get too many complaints, you can lose everything. I'm going to give you an example of ridiculousness. So I do dad jokes on TikTok. I also do some other stuff, but mainly dad jokes. I get another, like, you know, how I got example of one of the jokes who didn't get me in trouble. Right. Why can't spaghetti keep a girlfriend?
Why?
Because anytime it gets hot and wet, it goes limp.
Oh. Boo.
Boo. Yeah, it's a dad joke. TikTok video that got taken down. You ready? What one cow say to the other cow?
What?
Hello. It was a progressive cow. It went to college. Somebody complained about that joke on TikTok, and that video got taken down. The joke about hot and wet, limp spaghetti, that was fine. One cow saying hello to another cow was removed. And TikTok doesn't have a person review process. So if you get a video taken down, or you get told you're offensive, or whatever, there's a complaint on you, it's done. It's a mark on your account. You're done. You can't appeal it. You can't, hey, somebody come look at this.
Yeah.
It's over.
Right.
And that's the biggest problem with TikTok. I don't know if I told you about this. We had a video get pulled off YouTube that we did on one of our podcasts. I forget exactly what we were talking about, but we weren't being mean and racist, but we were talking about a controversial subject, but we weren't in support of it. We were just discussing, I think it might have been the January 6th stuff. We talked about that in the podcast. And we weren't in support of it. We were just discussing it, right?
Right.
And that video got, somebody complained on it. It got pulled down by a bot, something, whatever. But I filed an appeal. A real person looked at the appeal. It took a couple days because YouTube's a massive company. And they're like, oh, no, this wasn't this. They took the strike off the account and put the video back up. Which,
yeah,
that's how it should work. I'll dig that your program or whatever picked up on the keywords, so they kick it off real quick. But when a live person reviews it, they fixed it. I'm okay with that. But what TikTok is doing is ridiculous.
And that's the thing is it doesn't even understand. I mean, it's going against your, it's doesn't even care about the customers.
No. Well, that's it, though. They think they're supporting more customers because a customer complained. And they'll think you'll just make more content and move on. But, like, there's certain thresholds you have to meet to make and be able to go live. And you've done the work to get to that point. To have somebody who complained about something that you didn't do or was misconceived or they're just doing it to hurt you now stop you from being able to go live. It's crap because you put in all that work. I'm getting ahead. You tried to go live the other night.
It was a lot of work.
Yeah. You tried to go live the other day and you got kicked off. Yeah, today because somebody said you were bullying.
Let me read to you real quick. Yeah. Sponsored by Dead Air.
No, we can't have Dead Air. We can't have
Dead Air. No.
I will tell more dad jokes while you look this up. I'll do it. We will lose everybody. What one olive saved the other olive when it fell off the canner?
What?
Don't worry, I'll live.
Oh boy,
I got a thousand of them, man.
Okay, that's enough. I couldn't find it, but pretty much it was just a bunch of crap that it was telling you that could be construed in any kind of way.
And I think it came from probably a person complaining when you were on there having a civil disagreement, but you were civil about politics. And You have tried to have a civil conversation about politics with anybody. The minute they disagree with you, they're immediately butthurt, and they go complain. And that goes for both sides. If you prove somebody wrong on something, if I'm arguing a left view and I prove my point to a person on the right, they get butthurt and they go complain. If you're on the right and you argue a point to a left-sided person and you prove that you're right, they get butthurt and go complain. Nobody can disagree to disagree anymore. And that's where almost all these problems come from.
Well, I went on TikTok Live the other night, and this, I didn't mention this. This is probably where it came from. I went into rooms where I knew that I didn't agree with these people. The first night I went in there, I was actually looking for common ground to talk about things. And I was in there for an hour. And all they did was just write down and list how many things that I said were incorrect. And I know what I said. And all they did was just take note of everything that I didn't say the way they want it to be. And it's like, that's just pure insanity.
And the problem with having any kind of political discussion on a live video, whether it be Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, whatever it is when you get people in a group, they don't act rationally. Period. That's been the case for thousands of years. If you get more than four people in a discussion, they stop acting rationally because everybody has this look at me, I must be right complex. Everybody does. The best people can suppress it, and that's when you can actually reach compromise. But if you get the larger the group of people, the more people will be like, oh no, I must make this person look bad and make me look good. I must be right. And that causes problems. And it doesn't even matter if they're actually right. They just must look right. Because you could give me any topic in the world right now, especially political or news in nature, and I can look up one side of it and the other side of it, and both of them will give me different information about the same thing. So which one's actually right? There's actually really no way to tell. And when you get into a live situation, everybody just wants to be right. Look at me. Like, everybody wants to win a point. Like, everybody wants to own the libs, or everybody wants to shut the right down. And they're like, no. There's no point owning people. Like, DeSantis in Florida just pulled a silly stunt to own the libs, where he spent $12 million of taxpayer money to move immigrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. had mm-hmm. nothing to do with Florida.
Right.
Like, he did that. He even said, basically, to own the libs. I'm like, that...
Well, that's
a problem.
Let's focus on this, though, if we could, is that I went into this room really looking for common ground, looking to actually try to talk with people that I may not agree with everything with, and I'm in there, and they start breaking down the 14 steps of fascism, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'd rather watch reruns of the Kardashians than watch this crap.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's a pretty bold statement, by the way.
Whatever. I like watching the Kardashian. That booty jiggle.
I'm glad you do.
I mean, I watch it on mute. I just watch the booty.
You lose brain cells.
That's why I watch it on mute.
I got out of that. I got out of the room after I got done. I was being polite and civil and everything. And I started to leave the chat, and I just wanted to hear what they said, because I've dealt with people from the far left before that once you are away and they don't think you're listening, they just start running their mouths. And guess what? That's exactly what they did. They went, this guy, yeah, I'm telling you, I almost kicked him out. I mean, you could hear the misogyny in his voice. I'm like, what in the world are you talking about?
And, you know, that's not just a left thing. If I, as a leftist, go into a right webpage and do the same thing you did, same thing happens when I leave.
But you got to look at it from this perspective, though, real quick, is the fact is that you don't find people on the right is anywhere near as nitpicky. There's no transgender group on the right. There's no groups misgendering. They're not breaking down language of every little thing that you say. So I can see what you're saying, but it just seems a little different. Go ahead.
Well, I'm also talking about in general about the when you walk out of the room where they'll absolutely badmouth you and destroy you. Like I was making a comment on a Facebook post because I'm not a giant Joe Biden fan. I'm not a giant Trump fan. I think they both sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I voted by who I thought would do a better job, and it was the thinnest of margins. That's that. But my big thing in any political discussion, no matter what it is I don't care what your view is, as long as it's based on facts and you want the best for the country. That's right. It.
Yeah, I got you.
Based on facts, best for what you think's for the country. What you think's best for the country might not be the same thing I think's best for the country, but that's okay. Because that's just a difference of view, as long as it's based on facts. And I forget what the person was saying, but he was attacking the left and everything they want to do, and a lot of stuff he was saying just wasn't true. Right? So yes. I just pointed out, like, this isn't true. This is what they're actually trying to do. We had a discussion like this when we were talking about guns. Like, no, they weren't trying to do that. They were trying to do this. And if you still don't like that, that's fine, but it wasn't as bad as you thought. And he went off on me, and I tried to be civil, and I finally just walked away. And then when I walked away, I went back a couple of days later just to look at the thread, and then the thread after that was him and another guy just absolutely doing exactly what the people on the left did to you, just tearing me apart. I'm like, I wasn't even listening anymore.
That's not even right. And I don't agree with that. Like, I don't agree with that at all.
And that comes back to and left or right, it's people want to be right, and they want to make the other side look bad. Whichever side it is.
No pun intended of being right.
Right. Yeah. Like, and it's not right. And that's why we're not reaching any common ground in this country, is because everybody just wants to be right. And that's not how it works. Two people can both be right and disagree. That's the real world. That's adulthood, which, and if you're on TikTok or you're on Facebook or you're on Instagram or name, I'm trying to have a discussion with a group of people. Everybody's showing off for their friends and wants to be right. And that kills any common ground. The only way you can reach common ground and talk to somebody, one, you can't do it on social media. It will never work. You're going to, everybody's exactly in their bubble, period. You can't do it in a larger group of four people. And four people is a stretch, which is sad. It has to be one-on-one. Looking at each other. It's one of the reasons I feel like Congress fails is there's too many people.
Well, they went on these TikTok lives, and I brought it up to them, and a lot of people don't know how to take me because I'm so straightforward. And I go, is this a really about discussion, or is this more Maury Povich and the Jerry
Springer
show? I can't believe I forgot that.
Hey, you forgot Jerry Springer. We can't be friends anymore. Springer,
what's wrong with me? And they were like, it gets quiet because they don't know how to take me because I'm so straightforward, and I probably don't belong on social media, to be honest with you, at least on platforms where it's a live platform.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you belong there as much as anybody else. You want to go in there and have a conversation and have them understand, and you just got to understand that's not what it is. It's kind of like point sparring in karate. Everybody's just trying to score a point. That's all they care about. Score a point. I won. I scored a point. I show them something wrong. Scored a point. And once it becomes that, civil discussion is over. It's all about, I made my point. I win.
Yeah.
And TikTok is actually wants to avoid that. People can call that suppression of your First Amendment. They're a private company. They're allowed to. Just like YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are all allowed to because they're private companies. Because they want TikTok to be everybody go there to have fun. And that's just not the real world. TikTok needs to put in an appeal process so you can dispute these things, because I've talked to you. We don't agree on a lot of things politically wise, but we always have civil conversations about it. I know you, as long as the person loves the country, even if they disagree with you, you're okay with that because they love the country. And I get sometimes how it seems like the left doesn't love the country. And I'm sure there are some people on the left that don't, but as a whole, the left loves the country as much as the right does. They just want some things they think are unfair fixed, which is nothing wrong with that, because there's things the right things that are unfair they want fixed. That's how it works. And I don't think the left has ever discovered how to properly discuss it. And they don't know how to take people on the right. Just like some people on the right, when they're talking to somebody on the left, they don't understand it. But I could say for a whole that every person I know who's on the left really loves the country. They do. They just don't know how to talk about it.
I don't know about that one.
I said every person I've ever met. I was specific.
Every person. Oh, there you go. Okay.
Well, and I'm sure there's some people on the left who don't, right? I'm also sure there's some people on the right who really don't. They think they do, but they love an ideal of the country that will never exist. Because there's some people, I'm talking like the far right, the way right, like, you know, the ones that still wear hoods sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like the way out there ones, that they love an ideal of a country, but they don't really love the country because they don't actually want freedom for everybody. But we're talking, I want you to understand how far right I'm talking here. Like, if we're on a scale, you wouldn't see how far right I'm talking about. And now the left, they got some people that are a little closer to the inside of the left, not to the middle, that are like that. Like, I wonder about AOC and Omar, if they really love the country or if they just love fighting. Like, I'm not really sure about those two.
Oh, I could almost – I mean, they pretty much said they hate this country.
They said they hate a whole bunch of things about the country, but they didn't say they hate the country. And I wonder if when you take somebody like that who's on the left, who's in that mindset that they, when they look at all this stuff, they see all this stuff wrong. If they actually do love the country, but they want a perfect world that doesn't exist, that never will exist. But it's not because they don't love the country. They still love the country. That's why they're there fighting for it, but they're fighting for an ideal that's never going to happen.
So, I got to say this. I think we've talked about this before, but you take AOC and how she goes, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Okay. That's like somebody being Irish and being O'Malley. Hello, my name's O'Malley. Good evening, sir. I mean, you know, my name's O'Malley or McCluster? Yeah, I mean, that's how stupid that sounds when people have to have their names pronounced in the proper dialect. I went on there the other night, and they got pissy because I said Kamala, and they said it's Kamala. And I go, oh, okay. She's been in office for 2 years. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but she hasn't done a lot. You don't hear her name in the news a whole bunch. She might be the least effective vice president we've ever had.
And I agree with that one. But the point is, though, that – and they also brought up Iran. It's Iran in the United States. It's not Iran. And you got to love just people over and over. Everybody today wants to be a victim so bad. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be the leading man or the leading woman or whatever. Everybody wants to now be a victim. And you can bring up stuff that's happened to you and you're not a victim. But I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to have a victim mentality. I want to be me. I want to do the best I can, and I would hope people judge me. I hate to say it, but maybe I've watched too many Boston movies, but I want to be judged on my own merit.
And that's how it should be. Also, another problem right now is you're correct about people wanting to be a victim, but there is also the problem of people who want to be a hero who take it too far. Like, there's extremes in both directions that are clashing right now, and it's causing problems. Like, okay, so I thought the new Green Deal was ridiculous. I thought it went too far. It would crash the economy. It was horrible. There were some things in it that we should do. We should invest more money in solar power and wind turbines and stuff, because oil will run out eventually. It's going to happen. We need to be prepared for when that happens. Even if you don't believe in climate change, oil is a finite resource.
Yeah.
So we need something else in place when that does run out. Let's just be realistic. Coal's a finite resource. We don't make more coal. Once it's burnt, it's gone. So we need something to replace it. So we need to be investing in these green things. So that part of the, but a lot of stuff. And she was pushing for that. And, like, there's professional people on the right. And this person I say is a professional attack person, because he's on Majora Taylor Greene's website, who literally stood on the steps and he was attacking her. Now, when I say he was attacking her, I don't mean physically. He was verbally assaulting her, and I will call it a verbal assault. You might disagree with me, because he wasn't yelling at her about her politics. Right? If he was holding up a sign saying, "I hate your new Green Deal," and yelling like, "Don't vote for it," or something like that, freedom of speech. All right. No, she's walking up the stairs, and he was saying, "Hey, come home with me, you big booty Latina. You're my favorite, even though you're trying to kill the country." And kept flinging stuff at her about her butt.
Mm-hmm.
That's not okay. If you want to stand there hollering about her politics, all day long, all for it. I won't stand.
Oh, I agree, but the thing about it is that why when somebody that's Caucasian does something, we're all lumped together. It's not like we're that way, and I try to explain that to people.
Well, and this is something I was actually talking about earlier. It's because of what stands out. So let's say you go to work 5 days a week, right? You're working in retail, and for 4 days and 7 hours of it, every customer...
I don't want to work in retail. Give me another job.
Well, it's the best for this example. Okay, I'm working in retail.
I want to work at Bucky's.
You want to work at Bucky's? Well, that's retail.
Hold on. I'm at Bucky's.
You're at Bucky's. And for four days and seven
Will you give me some of those corn thing, the nuggets?
No, because I'm going to eat them all. If I'm there, you're not getting none, because I'm going to eat every last one of them.
And also, I want a T-shirt and a sandwich.
You can have a T-shirt and sandwich, but I'm eating all the corn nuggets. Those things are too damn good.
No, you're going to share some with me. Oh, okay. You do have a point here. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway, so you work for 4 days, 7 hours. And 4 days and 7 hours, right? Every customer was polite, nothing engaging, no amazing, just normal customer interaction. You have nothing to talk about for all those days. They were perfectly normal days, right? with that eighth hour of your last day, somebody comes in, cracked out on meth, half their teeth missing, a gun in their waistband, hair sticking up, and they want to buy blinker fluid so they could put it in their car because they saw it on TikTok while they're holding the crack pipe trying to get it lit. And then they're so mad at you and go off on you because you don't have blinker fluid because it doesn't actually exist.
Okay.
That later that week or that weekend, you're going to record a podcast. What story are you going to tell?
Right.
And that's what it has turned into. And that's what the news has turned into is, you know, Congress is in session about 6-7 months out of the year. And 90% of it is perfectly normal procedural stuff. They go through it every single day. Nothing major happens. Like, bills get passed, bills don't get passed, whatever. AOC is perfectly fine all those days. Majority Taylor Greene is perfectly fine all those days. Everybody's fine, right? But then AOC does something crazy on the stairs one day. Well, that's in the news. So that's all you hear about. So that's all you see. Or Marcella Dura Green says something really stupid on Twitter, and that's all you hear about, and that's all you see. Or Matt Gaetz gets charged for something else again, you know, and that's all you hear. Or Pelosi says something really stupid. She says something really stupid. And that's what you don't hear about the other 354 days of perfectly normal stuff. You only hear about the crazy stuff. There are – how many congressmen people can you name right now off the top of your head?
I always get confused with Congress and Senate.
All of them as a whole. Congress is all of them as a whole because it's actually the House of Representatives and the Senate. Congress is all of them.
Madeleine Albright. Nancy Pelosi. I used to be able to make our name. Harry Reid's out now.
Yeah.
Let's see. Give me a second here.
Yeah. My point is, like, right now, I could name maybe 8 or 9 at best.
Blackburn from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn.
Yeah. I could do my Kentucky ones. I could do the Kentucky ones. And I could do a few more. I could do, like, 8 or 9. And it's the most extreme. It's my local ones. And the most extreme from the left and the most extreme from the right. You know, there's something like 500-700 members. I don't know the exact numbers. Like 400 and something in the House of Representatives and 100 senators. I could name 8 or 9. And it's because it's the ones that are in the news all the time. The other whatever number, or you don't hear about them because they're just doing their job. But that's not what makes the news. We don't hear about the normal day stuff. We hear about the crazy stuff. And that is what social media has turned into. And the censorship on social media is ridiculous when there's no review process.
Oh, hold on one second. You know me, my brain's all over the place. Hold that thought.
Holding it.
I'm trying to think of Ron DeSantis. I know he's a government.
Yeah, he's a governor.
Okay, but still, Ron DeSantis. I mentioned Marsha Blackburn, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid's out now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Lindsey Graham.
Oh.
And that turd up in Kentucky.
Oh, McConnell.
Fuck. McConnell. Yeah, Mitch McConnell.
Oh, I just got to see the split tag.
Let's see. I know our governor from Tennessee went to Auburn.
Right.
That's where my sports pops in.
Yeah. And I can name a couple governors right now. And guess which ones it is?
Greg Abbott from Texas.
Yeah, it's the crazy ones. The ones that are in the news. Actually, I can name the one from Michigan just because of the crazy stuff that happened to her. She wasn't really crazy. But that was ridiculous. They tried to kidnap her. It was weird.
Yeah. I don't think people really like her, though.
They like her in Michigan. She's probably going to win re-election. Really? Yeah. That's it. That's it. You think people don't like her, right? Because of the crazy stuff that made the news. But as a whole, she tends to be popular in the state. The problem in her for her is the... It's not a problem. It's actually how it kind of should work is the Congress in Michigan's heavy Republican and she's a Democrat. So anytime she tries to do something, it's a battle with them back and forth. And at this point, rather than compromise, they just try to win points on each other. But as a whole, the people in Michigan still like her. She will probably win re-election. I think that also has to do with, I call it the Trump effect on politics right now. Trump, here lately, and he wasn't this bad in office, here lately, he's been leaning into the QAnon and the ridiculous stuff. And a lot of the people that...
You got to remember, too, how old is he?
Oh, yeah, he's up there.
I mean, yeah, so go ahead.
Well, he endorsed a whole bunch of people in a lot of different states. And me and you have talked this before. He does not vet very well.
No, no. He makes some bad decisions, to be honest with you.
So a lot of people
here and there, but I think overall I still like him. I like how what he stands for to a degree.
Yeah.
You got to watch him because he is a politician, but
yeah. Well, but they put up a bunch of nominees for the Senate. He picked, like, I want this person to be in the states. Okay, we're going to put this person up in the primary. They've won. And then after they won, they're crazy leaked out. And it's actually probably going to cost seats that the Republicans probably were going to win. They're probably going to lose now because, like, there's one in Pennsylvania, and it came out that he actually a whole lot of anti-Semitic stuff he's done in the past, and he's funding a website that pretty much hates Jewish people, put it nicely.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's happening a lot, and that's why people like she's going to win more likely because of that. But that still doesn't matter when it comes to social media. We get off topic so bad.
Yeah, we do, and it's your fault. I blame you.
It's both of us.
Let me ask you this. Okay, Chris. So there is Antifa on the far left.
Yes.
The communists, the people that believe in no government at all, the anarchists, all that stuff. Then on the far right, you have the KKK, the white supremacists, the Proud Boys and all that stuff.
The Oath Keepers are really bad, too.
The Oath Keepers. So each side, the far, anything radical is always going to be
horrible.
Radical.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what about there's 300 and close to 40 million of us.
Hmm?
What about the 60, 70% of us that's just kind of, and I used this word the other night, you had to remember every single damn thing that you said to these people because they brought up a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Well, so my thing is this, though. I'm just saying is that every single thing that you would think of or try to talk about or mention, you've got people that are saying, well, what's normal? What's normal? And again, you're right. You can't go into those rooms in a TikTok live.
Nah.
So.
Well, and what this broaches on is a much wider topic that is not addressed in the media. It's not addressed on social media. And it's a problem. And it's actually starting to be noticed now more in the political polls that there is the way far left, the Antifa, the horrible ones. There is the far right, which is oddly tends to almost be racist always, which is weird because I didn't think racism was that big a problem in this country. But if you go to the way far left, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, all of them, they're very...
The thing about it is, though, man, most people are not racist.
No, they're not. They're most. Like, this is the most extreme. It's the most extreme. And that's what gets all the coverage, those two sides, right? And all the people in the middle are being left neglected. And it's happened in both parties that there is almost now more registered independents than there ever has been before. People are dropping out of the parties and registering as independent. And right now, the left is winning the independent battle just because of all the stuff that happened recently, the bad stuff that did happen. And all the stuff making the news is kind of making the right look. But so they're going with that. And the middle is kind of sick with both parties, right? That's why they're all registered and independent. And they're voting more what they think. And that's good. But nobody's really addressing them, right?
Unfortunately, though, I will say this. Unfortunately, though, you have to either be middle left or middle right. It's very, I don't know anybody that's middle.
Well, you have to be middle of the road. There is no dead middle, because dead middle means you just don't care. Like,
true. Like, well, it would mean that you just, well, that's a good point. It means, yeah, you don't have a feeling either way, and you're probably more of an anarchist.
And you're probably not going to vote, because you just don't care. So, yeah, okay. So there has to be, you have to lean a little bit to the left of the right, or, you know, you could be left on some things and right on others, which is something. But neither political party is really addressing that at all. And I'm really hoping it actually ends up leads to a third party that comes in, because there's getting to be so many independents. But right now, if all the Democrats, all the stuff in the news, they're all trying to appease this far left. And on the Republican side, they're all trying to appease this far right. And nobody's really worrying about the middle. Nobody's worrying about those voters. And whichever party can appeal to those voters, whichever party comes to its senses first and starts looking at them and going, these people matter, let's throw some stuff out for them, is going to be the party that wins. And if that ever happens, if one party comes in and figures it out, they're going to be a clean sweep. Congress is going to be all one, whatever side it is, the president's going to be that side, and it's going to be a clean sweep.
Well, I think you're going to see here, how far are we away from the primary? Not, is it the primaries?
The primaries are over.
How far are we away from where everybody's talking about voting?
Oh, we're there. Votes in less than a month.
Okay. From what I understand, the conservatives are looking to clean house.
No. I'm sorry to tell you that, but no.
No?
No. Okay. That was the original thought. At the beginning of this year, everybody was so unhappy with what was going on with inflation and Joe Biden and this, that, and the other, that the conservatives, it was going to be a clean sweep. It was going to be a disaster for the Democratic Party. They were looking having 60 Republicans in the Senate, which means they could get anything they wanted passed, and the House of Representatives was going to be a disaster. The House of Representatives, they still might lose that, but the Senate actually looks like the Democrats may gain seats now because of the Trump effect, the crazy people that are up there. People don't want those people in. They don't want somebody who said they're racist in office. Go figure. This is like when Virginia tried to elect the convicted pedophile. You know, whatever. That didn't work out for him either. That hurt. And a couple other things that happened that hurt the Republican chances. One, Joe Biden passed a lot of bills that he said he was going to pass. He got the work done. He got Republicans in on it, and he got stuff done. He passed some gun control stuff that didn't even make Republicans that mad because it was common sense stuff. He passed his infrastructure bill, which was huge. We're going to have more stuff in infrastructure than we've had before. And the bad thing about the infrastructure bill to pass, the way they did it, no Republicans in the Senate voted for it. And so it kind of made them look bad. So that's not good. He passed that, they call it the Inflation Reduction Act. I'm sure you heard about it. Just that title alone, that's what's being said in the news. What actually in the bill isn't in the news, but the title is. And he got that passed.
This is what you need to do. You need to go to, like I just did, whitehouse.gov. And that's just straight from the horse's mouth. There's no spin or anything. Let's see here. No more lead pipes. Deliver clean water to all American families and eliminate the nation's lead service lines.
Yes.
Okay.
That just won him two states right there.
Gotcha. Let's see. Upgrade airports and ports.
Yep.
This will improve U.S. competitiveness, create more and better jobs at these hubs, and reduce emissions. Decades of neglect and underinvestment in our infrastructure have left the links in our goods movement supply chain struggling to keep up with our strong economic recovery from the pandemic.
Yes. I mean, he basically passed the same kind of bill that who was it after the Depression that said it? Roosevelt. They passed the bill like that, and it's going to help everything. It's roads, it's bridges, it's airports, it's everything, and it's a great bill. And the fact that he did it with no Republican support is what's making him look good. And the White House Twitter account is actually being completely savage when it comes to this. And I'm going to give you a real quick example. So Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, I think he's Texas.
Yes.
I'm going to read his tweet. The Ports to Plain Highway will run from Laredo all the way up to North Dakota and into Canada. This project will bring jobs to Texas and millions of dollars to the state, a great bipartisan victory. That's something from the infrastructure bill, right? Mm-hmm. So the White House quote tweeted this and put it up. Senator Cruz voted against this. So Senator Ted Cruz is literally on Twitter trying to brag about this project that's happening in Texas right now. That's going to do all this good for Texas, and it was a great victory. But when it comes down to it, he didn't even vote for it. He voted no. This is one of the things that passed without any Republican support.
Chris, how many people out there do you believe that just have zero, almost zero faith in our governing body right now?
Most. I don't.
I don't either.
And whether you agree with what Biden's done or not, he actually has tried. He and all the stuff you like, you're reading what they've done, right? They're trying to help. Now, will it work? Who knows? Just like everybody bashes Obama for the Affordable Care Act, but he saw a need and he tried to fix it. Was it the best way? Maybe not. There were some parts of it that sucked. There was parts of it that were good, but it was
him. You're more of a Democrat, though.
I am
more than what you are left wing.
I am, but my thing is Trump. Even when he was in office, even though I didn't agree with a lot of things he did. He was doing what he thought was best. So I'm okay with it. I just didn't agree with some of it. But he's doing so. That's why I don't hate him for those reasons. Hate him for other stuff, but Biden got it done. And then the biggest nail in the coffin for, because we were originally talking about the next vote coming up, was the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what anybody's personal view is on abortion. I don't. That's your personal view. That's your moral view. It is what it is.
I'm open-minded, man. Like, you're telling me right here.
Well, no, this is for everybody who's listening.
I'm just saying I'm the kind of person that is open-minded to what you're talking about right now. So
yeah.
I love it when people say that I'm so behind the times. And
if they actually talked to you, they would learn so much more. But when you're in a social media thing, it's just not going to happen.
Right. Go ahead.
But they voted down Roe versus Wade. They removed it. They took away the right to abortion.
I think, and I know we're really hitting a lot of big subjects here or big topics, but kind of combining them. But
well, they're all linked.
I'm sorry?
They're all linked.
Well, what I'm saying, though, I believe that Roe versus Wade needed to be amended. I believe that it needed to be tweaked. I don't believe that we should go out. You should be able to just go out and terminate a pregnancy just because you want to. And that's my opinion. But now,
the thing is, the Supreme Court can't amend. They can either strike down or approve.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
For what you're talking, we need a law passed in Congress. That's what we need.
Yeah.
But the Supreme Court struck it down, right? And they used what they called a legal excuse. But we're talking about this was 50 years of president. But what, because this is what the victory of the one, this is the reason those people were picked by Trump to be put in there. This was the reason. This is what Mitch McConnell's been working for years, adding people to the judiciary to do this. What they didn't realize when they did this was, and I don't know how they didn't realize it, but the majority of Americans, like the last poll was 65-70%, are pro-choice. They're like you, where they don't want, like the porn star who's had 50, they don't want that, but they're pro-choice, period. And so now we're getting more women registered voters in America than there ever has been before, and they're not voting Republican. Not one of them. Not the new ones. Like, they never even bothered voting before. But the minute you told them they couldn't do something they want to do with their body, that was it. They're like, we're voting. We're not even looking at the names. We're just saying we're looking for that D. We're voting for the D. All the women are voting for the D. That sounded way worse than that meant. But Democrat.
Yes, it sounded pretty bad.
But they're all voting Democrat. And that's what happened. Like, Kansas State, I think it was Kansas State. I'm pretty sure it was Kansas. I might have the wrong state here.
Get to the point, Chris.
They had a vote, and the vote, it's a heavy Republican state.
Yeah.
And they were voting to make abortion completely illegal because that's what they thought the people wanted. And so many people showed up, the vote to make it legal. They lost. So it's now, that state is now still pro-choice. And they thought, because it's a flat red state, always red, everybody's red, until this. So that actually is hurt. And then the fact that the stuff Clarence Thomas said after that, is where he attacked gay marriage and everything else, is that's what's killed it. That's why what should have been a clean sweep for Republicans coming up is now either the Democrats are going to win or it's going to be way closer than it should have been. Like the Republicans absolutely positively should have cleaned up.
So whoever their social media, whoever their campaign manager or manager of actions and how you present yourself, because you better believe they're out there.
Oh yeah, oh, I can tell you some stories about that one.
The fact that God, I just lost my where was I at?
Social media managers are out there.
Yes, yeah,
covering their butts.
So, thank you. Sorry, you know me right now. I'm building this podcast and multitasking. But that's my whole thing is, like, you can see that the conservatives and the right are not together.
No.
They're not doing stuff together, because if they would have been and they would have been on the same platform, they would have known that you can't go out here and start running your mouth like that.
No, and they weren't paying attention. It's just like, this is what I was saying, and neither side does this. Everybody's trying to appeal to the far right or appeal to the far left. They didn't pay attention to the middle. The problem is the people in the middle outnumber both other sides put together.
Yeah.
And the people in the middle want gun control. They don't want guns taken away, but they do want more gun control. They want the freedom of choice. They want to choose. They don't want to deal with all this crazy stuff that's going on the left. They don't want to deal with all this crazy stuff. They just want it simple. They want to come home, and they want everybody to get along and things to work and to have freedom of choice. And, I mean, man, the body autonomy laws are, yeah, that's a whole nother podcast. And it's going to cost them. I really hope that this leads to a third party, an independent party that's functioning, because there's not very many people that you hear about that are actually running things. It's always the crazy ones in charge, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, all of them that are the problem.
Yeah.
The rank and file aren't the problem. The rank and file are probably all mostly middles to begin with. But we need a party to come in that represents that, the independent voter, and we don't have that. And it's trickled down to everything. It's turned social media into a war zone. Twitter was always a war zone, but now it's even worse. And it's going to get people censored on these platforms. I mean, yeah. Trump's still not allowed back on Twitter. You know?
Yeah, he thought when Elon was going to buy Twitter that he was back on, and then that fell apart.
Yeah. So he had to go create his own, and oh my God, it's not good.
It's not good.
It's not good. It has become a bastion of all the far right people that you really don't want to talk to. Like,
yeah, let's not do that. Yeah, that's beautiful. Hey, Chris, great job. We hit a lot of points. We want them wanting more.
Always.
Always wanting more. By the way, everybody, give an applause. Well, everybody, woo! Chris is doing a fantastic job. And before we go, I'd just like to say this. Chris and I disagreed on a lot of things. We acted like adults, came back to each other down the road, and actually made amends, and now I consider him a friend. He's great at what he does. He's doing a great job for the podcast. He's controlling controlling. He is he's running the ads and all kinds of stuff that we're doing. He's really doing a fantastic job, and I just want to say, glad to have you, man. You and Adam Solgott recently joined us. He's a contributor and a writer, so those two will be working together. And we're doing everything we can to really build this. And we have Mike Green that's going to be handling our finances and stuff like that, so we don't go to prison. So
yeah, prison bad. I used to work at one. I don't want to live there.
Prison bad. But
they don't have tacos there.
They may. But Chris, I just want to say glad to have you. He's a great guy. He's got a wonderful son, and just he's a good dude, and I'm glad to have you a part of this.
You're going to make me cry.
I know.
I'm happy to be part of it, and none of this would have happened without you doing all the hard work you do. So, really, it's all because of you. Just remember that.
Well, well, thank you.
All right.
Guys, have a great day. Thank you for listening. And again, just because you and your friends don't see eye to eye, there's a difference between being in the Klan. Yeah, I said the K word, the Klan or Antifa or a straight up communist. And then there's most of us that fall somewhere right middle, left middle. So just, you know, have a conversation. Try to, I can learn from this. Have a conversation, sit down and talk, and realize that just because somebody's wearing a different, let's be honest, a different color than what you are, that you can't sit down and actually have a conversation.
And stop being such whiny little punks on social media and running and complaining every time somebody disagrees.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
Well, we can hope.
Yeah, we can hope. I'm Jason E. Jones.
Chris Allen.
And here we are.
Go USA.
Go USA.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show wherever you're listening to this show. If you're listening to the Chris Allen show, awesome. If you're listening to the Jason E. Jones show, even better. We look forward to bringing you more content. And if you want to help us out with that, you can hit us up at www.patreon.com/worstjokes and help fund the show. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us at cman234 at Twitter, at cman234 at Twitter. You can find on Facebook, the Chris Allen Podcast. You can find Jason on Facebook, the Jason E. Jones Podcast. You can also find him on Twitter, too. Just search for the Jason E. Jones Podcast, and you'll find him. We're all there. We're all here for you. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to an email at asktheangryninja@gmail.com. You want to be on the show, reach out, hit us up. We'll get you on the show, interview. You want to come tell a joke, tell a joke. We're all here. If you have an outrageous story, I'd love to hear it. We'll put that up too. So just let us know. And if you have anything you want to hear, let us know. Twitter's the best way just to let you know. So everybody have a wonderful, wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.